was something that, you know, I just wanted to happen. You know, it's a great club, great coaching staff, and the players as well. Just a fantastic group of lads. And just to hear the news that I was going to be, you know, offered an extended contract, yeah, it was fantastic.
And you must offer Daryl and the boys something quite big to be offered a 4-year contract at 19 years old.
I'm not really sure, in all honesty. I've not been told anything like that, but I think they were just sort of looking to build for the future. And I've made a few appearances this year for the first team, and he just said he was impressed with how I went. And from then on, he just sort of brought me into his office and said they wanted to keep me on for those extra years. So I was ecstatic to hear the news.
You first came into the game through into Castleford through the regional academy program in 2013. What can you tell me about that?
It's basically Stuart Wilkinson was sort of the head coach there, and it was sort of an academy system sort of set up because there was a lot of sort of talent in Cumbria. But what was happening was they were coming down from Cumbria at a young age, and people were, you know, maybe had the ability to kick on, but they just couldn't quite find that family environment there. Like, they found it a bit hard being away from home, so after a few years they'd come back and that would be the end of it. So the programme was specifically developed so they could still have good quality training in sort of a Super League environment whilst in Cumbria, and when they'd grown a bit and matured a bit, then they could go out to clubs and see if they could go from there, really. And that's what I did.
Looking back now to your England Academy performance, must have been great, yep, to get the victory over the Aussies.
Yeah, I think that was, you know, a big step for me. It's sort of getting the call up for that was something a bit unexpected, but I think it sort of kicked my year off really well, to be fair. I took a lot of confidence from them games, and yeah, just sort of kicked on from there. Felt like I could offer something a bit more in first team training, and it just seemed to just flow nicely from there, really.
And how did that experience help your club career?
Obviously, it gets you a little bit more notice. People start to just see you've been picked for that, and then just it was a huge honour just to play against them. And it was a tough experience, you know, we're playing against some of the best, you know, young players, well, in the world. So that just put me in better stead, and I think I could just take that experience straight into my training and just really ramp it up from there.
So you made your debut last year. How do you think you've come on as a player? How do you think you developed so far?
I think it's a slow process, but no, I've come on from when I made my debut there. I wouldn't know how to describe it. I'd say it was more of an experience, that debut. I didn't think I could really contribute that much when I made my debut, but now I'm starting to grow a lot more in confidence and trying to contribute as much as I can.
Well, you must have been doing something right, because, I mean, if I've read this correctly, every game that you've featured in this season, you've won.
Yeah, that's right, to be fair. A bit of a lucky charm. But no, it's just, yeah, I think that's just how it's fallen. That's one thing when I did the first game this year against Wharton this year, I really wanted to be part of a win. So to be part of five, it's been awesome.
And at the minute, you've still been used in almost an impact player kind of role, where you're doing these shorter stints. Do you think you'll ever play those big minutes? Would you play an 80-minute game like Jamie Peacock?
An 80-minute game, it's probably, especially as the game develops, it's a really tough thing to do. But obviously, being a young lad, he's just given me, sort of set me short goals just to try and sort of progress, try and get an extra couple of minutes every game. So hopefully I can start to just develop as I get used to the speed of the game and my fitness improves. Just try and get big minutes. I'm not sure about 80 minutes, but I'd like to put some bigger minutes in the future.
And what are your personal aims for the rest of the season?
Just keep developing, in all honesty. Just keep asking the right questions, keep learning off the people and the players around me, and just trying to make an impact in the games that I'm selected for. And just keep enjoying life.
How much of things changed from last year? Because obviously there's going to have been a lot of pressure on Castleford after getting your highest finish in Super League, got to the Challenge Cup final. So all eyes will have been on Castleford this season. What's it been like?
I think we've sort of just tried to get away from last year. Obviously, it was fantastic, and it's not something you're going to forget. But we don't want. It was a completely, you know, different team, really. So we didn't want to have sort of last year's shadow over us. And I think we've done it really well. We had a bit of a slow start, but we've had some really tough games, and we've come away with some good results. And we're still in a good position in the league. So I think, yeah, we're doing just as well.
You've not had the best look as a team with injuries so far, and there's been a couple of players playing out of position. I mean, was it 2 weeks ago? Two hookers got injured in the same game, so there's been a lot of chopping and changing. But do you think you're starting to gel as a whole team together, because there was a lot of new faces there?
Yeah, definitely there was a lot of new faces at first, but I think everyone's really fitted in well together now. And like you say, obviously a couple of people get injured in a game, but people can just slot in and do a really good job wherever they're needed.